Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Ken Kenyon, Iowa DNR Conservation Officer, about turkey hunting, boating, and fishing. I'm with Ken, and we're going to talk today about you're the game warden with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, working out of Marion County, and we have a lot of events going on in nature with hunting. But let's start with turkey hunting, because that's coming up just next month.
Sure. So, right, in April, we'll start our turkey season. It actually runs into about the middle of May. But our first season coming up right here soon is on April 7th through the 9th. We have our youth turkey season. So it kind of gives those kids a chance to get out before everybody else gets out and starts chasing those turkeys.
Does that keep it a little safer for them by doing it that way?
Yeah, I think it does give them an opportunity to get out there, and we have less people in the field at that time, and it just gives them a little bit more chance to be successful.
And before they start hunting, regardless of what they hunt, they have to have a hunter safety class, is that right?
Well, sometimes, right. So as long as they're being mentored, they're on the mentor's, under the age of 16, they would be under the mentor license and safety card. But as soon as they turn 16, they to buy their first hunting license, they would have to get in and take the hunter safety class, and that way they could purchase that first license at 16.
Now, when we talk about youth hunting for turkey, is that youth a certain age?
It's not. Whenever I get calls from hunters that are wondering about their taking their child out hunting, sometimes each child's different. So I've got some folks that are taking a 10-year-old out to harvest a turkey because they're ready. They've practiced and done some other hunting and followed along in hunting with their mentor in the past, and they're ready to do that. Some kids aren't usually ready until maybe 11 or 12 years old.
And there are how many seasons? Five?
Well, we could say there's five seasons if we count youth season. But typically, you know, our adult hunters hunt season 1 through 4. And they can hunt one of the first three seasons in combination with the fourth season. So, example, a person might buy a second season turkey tag and harvest a turkey second season. The next available tag for them would be fourth season, and then they could hunt a fourth season also.
Is there a limit on turkeys?
You can have one per tag, and in the springtime, you can buy the two tags.
And is this a good area for turkeys?
Well, Marion County is looking pretty good this year for turkeys. I get around the county quite a little bit with my job, and I know the areas where some of those turkeys are at. I've been seeing good, decent numbers of turkeys. Our wildlife staff and their surveys have been seeing more turkeys in the southern part of the county. I think the southern part of the county has been more predominant for turkeys all along, but they seem to be an uptick in turkeys in the southern part. And I think they'll do fairly well up around the lake area too.
What are a safety tip or two so people don't shoot by accident?
Well, in the past, you've probably always heard me stress that we always want to identify our game from the tip of the nose to the tip of the tail. That's always a good thing to keep in mind, because we definitely want to make sure that we're shooting at a turkey whenever we try to harvest a turkey. So we always want to make sure of our target. And then to go a step further, we want to identify that target and make sure we have a good backstop and what's beyond our target. All right. When we talk about turkey hunting, we also think about the colors of that time of year we might see out in the woods. Turkey hunters are really focused on the tom turkey, which is has colors of white on his head. He'll have some blue and some red, and those colors will be really vibrant in the springtime. So if we're out in the woods, we want to make sure we kind of stay away from using those colors while we're out in the woods, and our turkey hunters want to make sure that they're really identifying that target and it's not somebody else out in the woods enjoying our resources also.
Now, no, we've talked a lot about turkey, but let's talk a little bit about some other, like we just came off ice fishing, and it was a mild winter around here, but how was ice fishing for people?
For the folks that had a chance to get out, I saw some pretty good success. However, like you said, it was a mild winter, so they didn't have ice on for very long. Some folks are willing to stick it out a little bit longer on thinner ice than others, but for the majority of us, it was a short ice fishing season, but a good one.
And let's talk, a couple holidays are coming up where people are going to get those boats out. Let's talk just a little bit about boat safety and what people should have for that.
Yeah, that's a good one to bring up. So as folks start bringing those boats out of storage this spring, I would, you know, like to remind them that get those that safety equipment back in. Each boat needs a fire extinguisher, a sounding device, so a whistle, or make sure your horn's working. And then the obvious one is we want to make sure that we have the proper life jackets for the people that we're going to have in the boat. So we need one for everybody and one for every size of the person. So if it's a youth, they need to have a youth life jacket. If it's an adult, they need to have an adult size life jacket.
And it's all about safe boating, isn't it?
That's what we want. We want to make sure everybody has a good time. We've got a great resource out there in the lake, and we want everybody to finish up safe.
And a couple of the holidays, sometimes drinking comes into play, but just don't drink and drive. Same as a car, right?
That's great advice, yeah. We always hope that people monitor their drinking.
And fishing. We'll kind of wrap what we're doing today with fishing. Let's talk about a few of the fish that are popular around here.
Well, right now, what we're getting excited for is pretty soon the crappies will be biting pretty good in the spring. And like always, everybody around here, the farm ponds, when the bluegills come up to spawn, we should be able to catch a basket full of those.
And fishing is always popular, isn't it?
It is always popular.
I want to thank you for your time, and we'll have to do this again, okay, Ken?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks to Ken Kenyon for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.